time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. A busy day coming up for you a little bit later on. Caldwell County Middle School Wrestling Coach Jason Asher will join us, and we'll talk about a big event coming up this weekend, we hope, at the Cab Gym. So stay tuned. We'll talk with him in just a little bit. We're going to start the day, though, with Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell. He's in the studio with us. And, Chuck, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Todd.
Yeah, a little bit on the chilly side on the trip in, but nice and warm here in the studio.
Absolutely. A little brisk out there.
Now, are we ever going to have basketball again?
Well, we're hoping. We got, you know, we got back in the gym yesterday for the first time in quite a while. Got to get up and down a little bit, and the boys were excited to be back in the gym, and we had mostly everybody there. It was a volunteer. Anybody who could get there, don't take any chances type of deal. Then we're going to practice again today, and we're just waiting to see what happens with tomorrow night.
Yeah, this snow and ice just will not go away for whatever reason. It's been, what, 3 or 4 days now since we've actually seen any precipitation, but it's still sticking around.
You know, winter of 78, I was a sophomore, and we was out of school about 42 days that winter. Oh. It was a terrible winter. We played about 18 high school basketball games. It was bad. Couldn't get in the gym. And so, you know, it's hard on the kids not being having those reps every day and getting back. But, you know, it's everybody, so it's not just us.
Right. A doubleheader at Trigg County tonight has been postponed. That'll be made up February 13th. So if we ever get to where we can play again, it's going to be a busy sprint to the finish line for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be back-to-back. I've been talking to coaches. We've been trying to figure things out, you know, for the rest of the remainder of the season. So it's going to, like you say, it'll be a sprint, you know, yeah. Be a game every day.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because some coaches want to play as many games as they can, and some coaches kind of want to strategically place them and have a day to work on things, and, you know, you don't want to just be on the court all the time. So,
well, you know, that's really what you want. You want to be able to prepare for the, you know, especially the district games and maybe a regional team you might have to face. You want to really prepare for them. But you get to this point in the season, you know, you've been through the dog days of January. Boys are kind of getting on each other's nerves. Class A's over. And, you know, they would just soon be playing as practicing. And sometimes that's better in my experience. So we're just going to play it by ear. Hopefully we can get some time in before we play some district, like today, before we play Madisonville. Hopefully we'll get in there and get to play there tomorrow. But if not, you know, we're going to prepare. If not, we'll roll with the punches. Yeah.
So, again, no games tonight over at Trigg County. That's been postponed to February 13th. We do hope to get in Friday's games, although those are kind of up in the air right now with everything.
Yes, sir. You know, I've been in contact with Coach Riley, our athletic director, and he's been keeping us abreast. I just texted him again. It's hard to get ahead of the hound. You know, you just don't know how warm it's going to get today. You know, that's the bad thing. It just not gotten warm enough to knock those big, thick chunks of ice off the road.
Well, and a lot of schools have already canceled their games going into Saturday, so you know, some places are not going to play until next week at the earliest.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's another thing. We've been pretty proactive. We've not ironed anything out, but we've already looked at the Crittenden game. If we get to play Friday, maybe we can play them on Saturday.
Okay.
That's, so we're hoping that'll work. Coach Jackson's still got to get back with me. So we got a lot of things in the works. Yeah. But, you know, there's nothing for sure.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell. We need to get to a timeout here on the sideline report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
Brian Chilton with H&R AgriPower. The newest evolution of Farm All elevates performance, comfort, and styling to continue the legacy of this legendary tractor. The new Farm All Medium Utility C Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and field. Field Ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH built by farmers.
Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to find out more about the all-new Farm All C.
Are you looking to make tax season a little brighter? Look no further than Princeton's premier car dealer. They have a wide selection of cars to fit any budget. Their friendly staff are there to help you find the perfect car for your needs. Plus, they offer special financing options to make your purchase even more affordable. Don't wait. Visit them today and make tax season brighter with a new car from Princeton's premier car dealer. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com.
When the temperatures turn cold and wintry weather hits, tune into WPKY for all the latest weather and road conditions. Want to get your cancellation on the list? It's free to be included. Just text our WPKY studios at 270-963-9038. That's 270-963-9038. You don't have to wait for us to say them. Find those cancellations 24/7 at WPKYonline.com. Just click the blue bar at the top of the page.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell in the studio with us today. And, Coach, we were just talking about the district tournament coming up. After this week, there's only 3 weeks left in the regular season, so that district tournament's going to be here before you know it.
I know. I mean, it's hard to believe the season. It's long, but yeah. It's kind of got quick on us. And the boys and I were talking yesterday about, before we started, about all the scenarios and what we needed to do. We just need to take care of our business and get better and not worry about when they say we can play, we'll play. But it's going to be a sprint, like you said earlier, to the finish line. You know, we got one district game left, and then we got to play a bunch of basketball, try to get ready and prepared for the district tournament.
You know, I think the All-A Classic kind of changed the dynamic of the basketball season and to another degree, I guess, the 2A championships as well for those teams. But back in the day, it seemed like there was a long time between the Christmas break and then you finally get to the district tournament. Well, when you have all of the All-A stuff in January, that kind of gives you another break, for lack of a better term, right there. It kind of gives you another, you know, stopping post along the way. And it seems like it's made the basketball season not seem quite as long somehow.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Back in my day when January was long.
Yeah.
Dog days. That was definitely the dog days of January. Boys are get on each other's nerves, and they just ready to get to the district tournament. It's such a long period of time in between there. The Class A is such an important tournament to small schools, and 2A to their schools, that it, you know, you put a lot of investment in that. You're scouting and getting the kids ready. And you know, that gives you, like you say, a break between that another stretch to the district tournament.
Well, and if you go back far enough, there was a time when teams that didn't play, or schools that didn't play football, could start their basketball seasons earlier. So there was a time when, if you were covering basketball, schools like Lyon County and Livingston Central, well, they'd be starting basketball season in the middle of November.
Yeah, they were just getting their stuff ready, you know.
So that really made for a long season. So and I remember going back through some old stuff, and I know you kind of like the old county history stuff, but there was a story in, I think, the 1929 papers where some games had been canceled because it was too wet to play, and everybody had an outdoor court back then, so they couldn't play. But those games were like in early September.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So, you know, Farmersville and Shady Grove and Cobb and those kind of places, Flat Rock. I say Farmersville, Friendship, those schools in the county, most of them had outdoor courts, so they started their seasons really early. You know, they didn't have football, so they just went out and played basketball for, you know, September and October.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a little different now. Of course, back then you could play as many games as you wanted to. I think Nebo one year, the year they went to state, they played like 42 games or something. So
wow.
So, yeah, it was a whole different setup.
I know Car Fork up in Whitesburg, they played a ton of games. The year they won it, though, they had some guys on there 21, 22 years old back then, you know.
Yeah, back in the day, nobody checked those kind of things as much. And there was always reports of guys who had graduated coming back and playing football or basketball or whatever.
They did that. So, it's true.
Yeah, different world.
Love that old times.
Now, as far as our district tournament goes, we think we will play Madisonville North Hopkins, but that's not set in stone just yet.
No, we've got to take care of business just to cover our end, you know, tomorrow night, if we get to play tomorrow night. You know, Dawson's playing Central. If Dawson beats Central, then we know who we're looking at, but we've got to take care of our end and move on from there.
Yeah, Dawson and Madisonville, I think, both just have one win in the district.
Right.
And they've split with each other.
Right.
But Madisonville won the last game, so that gives them the tiebreaker over Dawson if they end up tied. So, you know, if we beat Madisonville and then Dawson wins at Hopkins Central, that would actually give Dawson a one game up. You know, they'd beat them one game up. So Dawson would get the three and would play us because Hopkins Central is going to be the one seed. They haven't lost a district game yet. And we will be the two seed because our only district losses were to Hopkins County Central.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I said at the beginning of the season, I think we talked on air, it's anybody's game. It's anybody's tournament. This is a wide-open district tournament. I think Central's kind of trying to push a little bit ahead of everybody. But I think it's anybody's game. They can get hot, and they can win this thing.
Yeah, and Hopkins Central gets to play at home this year. It's over there, so... that certainly aids their cause a little bit.
They got a fine young team over there. They're going to be good for a couple years.
Yeah. Madisonville has the long district tournament championship string going, though, and, you know, that really looks like it's in jeopardy this season, but, I mean, you never know until you play the games.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like with our team, you know, we lost six seniors last year. We lost our projected leading scorer coming in and Cam Wilson. So we just kind of took our players, took them up in our names, and this is what we got. And they've come out, and they're playing good basketball. You know, there's still times we need to learn some things and figure some things out. But I tell you what, we got some young kids that are playing pretty good right now and really coming off the bench and giving us some quality minutes.
Yeah, when the region stat leaders were released this week by Your Sports Edge, you had several kids that were in the scoring leaders and one in the rebounding leaders.
Yeah, and, you know, that helps. You know, Ari Wells is such a huge factor for us in the paint, him and Jack. But when Ari's getting double-doubles, we are getting W's.
Yeah.
I told him that the other day. And sometimes he doesn't disappear. I think they're focusing on him, keeping him off the glass. He's so big and strong. Jack's coming through and helps us a lot there, too. But, you know, as far as the scoring leader, Pax, talked to him yesterday with the team. Sometimes he'll get to the rim, and I don't think he has a chance of getting the ball even out of his hands, and he's scoring. So he's really good at getting the ball. He's our go-to right now, our bell cow, and he's doing a good job. He's becoming a good leader. He's only a sophomore, so, you know, he's still a young kid.
Yeah.
So that year he sit out, really helped him in a lot of different areas. So we're excited what he's going to be doing this year and the next couple years.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how some kids who aren't the tallest, and Pax isn't the tallest guy on the court, but he still figures out how to get his shot off around the basket.
Yeah, he's a basketball guy. You know, he wants to be in the gym all the time. He works on his shot, works on his game. He's always asking questions, watches a lot of basketball, plays AAU all during the summer, learns from different players. So he's always learning, trying to take it in.
You guys are kind of like the Kentucky Wildcats, though. You've had some injuries that... you know, haven't helped you out any this year.
Yeah, injuries is really, and, you know, other defensively, too. Our defense is about like Kentucky. We may be a little better, if you can believe that. But our injuries have not been good. Ari's missed a few games. Dalen's missed two or three games with a knee injury. Then we've got, we have somebody else, Dayton, missed it with a concussion. So we've had, you know, players out, starters out, you know. Dayton is playing real good off the bench right now. He's getting better. He's come back after he sat out for 2 weeks. It's his second concussion, so he's coming out. Landon Mitchell's playing pretty good. He's coming off. He's averaging about 20 minutes a game. You know, and the main thing we're looking for our young guys is to be solid. And I tell Landon, of course, he's mine, just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Be productive, you know. Don't turn the ball over. And gets a little lazy at times, but he can do that and shoot a little bit. Dayton, very athletic young man, going to get more and more minutes. He's starting to really catch on. So if we can keep the other kids healthy, we got some young kids coming up and help me. You know, Keezy Wilson has been such a highlight for this season, such a team player. So we love him to death, too. So,
well, and you mentioned Dalen's been out some, and that changes the way other teams can guard you, because when you've got Pax and Dalen and you've got two big-time scoring opportunities there, when you take one of them away, it changes what the other team can do.
Right, and, you know, that's what happened, you know, when teams are preparing for us and they know that one of them's out, they're going to be able to focus on the other one. Pax knows that. He's got a target on his back. We told him that. But I tell you what, Dalen's brother Dayton stepped in the other night and really had a great game. So he filled his shoes a little bit. We want Dalen back. He practiced yesterday, so we want him back. So we're excited where we're at right now. We can keep everybody healthy, knock on wood. all the way into the district tournament, hopefully the region.
Well, and the best thing when you have a lot of kids that have come along and getting better, to me the best thing about that was always practices were better because people were pushing one another, people were playing for their spots, and that makes the team better.
I think that some of them, sometimes, you know how kids are, they think they've got it locked in. They've got you backed up against the corner. Yeah. They don't have to really work as hard to get. But, you know, we've got four people coming off the bench now that are really knocking them for their time, you know. Yeah. And it's really a double-edged sword, you know. It's you're battling for more playing time, plus you're getting kids who can help you off the bench and give the starters a rest, and we can be fresh for the fourth quarter, which has been a problem in the first probably seven or eight games.
We mentioned the guys' seedings are just still a little bit up in the air, although we think we'll play Madisonville in the district. For the girls, it is set. Hopkins County Central will play Dawson Springs. Caldwell County will play Madisonville. I think, if I remember right, Caldwell could beat Madisonville and flip the seedings, but it was just 2 and 3, so they're still going to play each other either way.
And, you know, I love our girls' team. I think they're going to really do well. Coach Thomas has done a good job. AJ, you got Tink and Med. You've got a bunch of young kids that can play. Gia, you know, 6 foot girl and run the floor. You know, when she starts clicking, I'm telling you what, this team could be really scary in the district tournament.
Yeah, and just two seniors, so a lot of them are coming back.
Yeah, you know, Lulu's a senior, and then I think Grace is a senior, and she's been out with injuries all year. God love her heart, she's such a good kid. I hope she gets to play softball, but the big thing for them is it's just to figure it out. You know, get the ball to the right people, play good defense, rebound, you know, the easy part, right? Just put that orange ball in that cylinder.
Yeah, that's what it always comes down to.
That's what it always comes down to.
You know, they only give you points if it goes through the hoop.
It's crazy, ain't it?
So, you know, that ends up being a big deal, and sometimes we don't talk about it enough, the ability to score the basketball, and it is a pretty big part of the game.
Yeah, and you know, one of our bigs, Jack Roach, he's so big and strong, I always have to remind him before each game. I said, look, we only got five. I got to keep you in there as long as I can. And he's always, yes, sir, but, you know, it usually end up like he's such a bruiser. You know, he's a big, strong young man.
You know, one of the things I like about the 7th District is the fact that second meeting is a tiebreaker, because I hate flipping a coin to determine seeds, because the seeds are a big deal. And I know some people say, well, it kind of makes the first game a little more maybe meaningless, but I don't think it does. But I at least like the fact that everybody knows going in, hey, we need to win this game to be this seed.
I agree. I think that's huge. You know, there's something on the line.
Yeah.
You know, the kids know there's something on the line. And that also helps with the length of the season. We play so many games, I mean, it's such a long season. You got delays like this for a week that you're out, and kids are getting a little worn out, and they're, you know, baseball's right around the corner. You know, things are starting to move along, but you want to finish up your basketball season as strong as you can.
It kind of goes back to the old days when they used to just draw, and you knew in the 5th District there were always five teams, and somebody was going to get that goofy first-round game no matter what, and it seemed like every year the two best teams in the district drew that goofy little play-in game, and I'm like, that's not fair. We played a whole season. We need to figure out some way to seed the team.
I agree, and, you know, I don't – do they do that in baseball? How do they do that in Class A?
That I don't know, but I think the Class A tournament's a draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the district is seeded, so.
So in baseball, really, if you're drawing like that, then Caldwell could draw Lion, and then you're right. You got to play for seed.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something on the line.
Got to be some way you have something on the line.
But, you know, back in the day, they didn't seed anything. The district tournament was a blind draw, and the regional tournaments were blind draws up into the 60s, and that means they threw eight teams into a hat and pulled them out. You could play the team you just played in the district championship in the first round of the region. That actually used to happen.
Well, let's talk about the 15th region now.
All right.
Well, you know what they do, right?
Oh, they just put everybody in the region,
put everybody in the region, you know? And here, Lawrence County got in just because of that. And look what happened.
Yeah.
They won that's my alma mater, so, you know, I got to give them a little props.
Now, do they seed those, or is it a blind draw?
I think they seed those. I'm not for sure, but they got there. So, you know, so now you're not going to the region, right, if you're here, but everybody in that region, they voted, everybody goes.
Yeah. Well, you could almost do that in the second region because there's, what, 16 teams? So it's just an extra round for the region because eight teams go to the region now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And, you know, my suggestion would be to take those 16 teams and use the RPI and just have you a 16-team tournament.
I think so, too. I like it. You know, it really paid off for them. I was talking to some of my friends back home, and they were, of course, they were excited about last year. Now, in the state tournament, I thought they were probably one of the weaker teams, but they played. They got to the
– They got there.
They got there. Yeah. They were one of the 16 best teams in the state, and yeah. I was proud of them for that.
Well, there's just so many different ways to do it, and back in the day – districts were a big deal because every district had 7, 8, 9, 10 teams. When they set this up, that's how many teams were in each district. So winning your district or being the runner-up was a big deal. Now when you look at it, and most districts have 4 teams, some have 3, it kind of seems like a lost week to have a district tournament when you're only going to eliminate one team out of that.
And, you know, that's funny. You should say that when they redistrict some teams back when I was at Harlan, it was Harlan, Everett's, Cumberland, and Kaywood.
Yeah.
Right? So when they all come together and made one big Harlan County.
Yeah.
So it was us, Harlan County, right? And we drive right by Pineville. Right by their school in Bell County, Middlesboro was in our district.
Oh, wow.
Pineville was in a different district. At that time, Pineville's principal was on the Board of Controls. So we drive right by a Class A school to go play two bigger schools in the district tournament.
Well, I've always said it's interesting that Caldwell County is in the 7th district, but Trigg County and Crittenden County have to drive through Caldwell County to play each other in
there.
The 5th.
Exactly. Yeah,
so I always thought maybe Crittenden would have fit in the 6th district better, and they could have left Caldwell in the 5th, but... You know.
Yeah, they didn't listen to us. No, nope.
I guess it works out okay, but yeah, I kind of miss the days of even though it's been 20 years now, I still kind of miss the days that Caldwell County was in the 5th district.
Yeah. I was never part of that. Well, I was when I was at Livingston, I think, but
yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, they went right by Pineville High School and went right off 119, went right to Middlesboro and Bell County High School. Yeah.
Do you think we will ever see the day when basketball in Kentucky is classified? Because now we have the All-A Classic and the Class 2A, but those are not really KHSAA events.
Right, they're not part of that. I don't think so, Todd, and I don't know if I know it won't be in my basketball coaching lifetime, but, you know, it's just like the shot clock. I didn't think the shot clock would be.
Right.
But it's here, you know, and it'll be here not this next season but the following. So a lot of changes. A lot of things for schools to think about. You know, smaller schools got to think about who's going to run that clock, or you know,
right.
A lot of you know, are they going to pay them? You know, a lot of things go on with that.
Well, and it costs a little bit just to have those things installed. You know,
yeah. I think Coach Cash is already on top of that and got that ordered or got it or something. So,
yeah.
It's just a matter of us getting ready for it. Maybe have a few scrimmage games or something with it. You know.
Now, one of the changes they made a year or two ago that I kind of like. I didn't think I would at first. Was the foul situation where it resets every quarter.
Oh, yes.
You know, and instead of having 7 fouls and a half, you have 5 fouls each quarter. And I didn't think I'd like it, but after seeing it, and then no more 1+1s, I know a lot of people don't like that. I kind of like it just because it makes it easier on the referees, the score people, everybody in the gym. You always know what's going on.
We knew at the beginning it was going to be officials going to struggle a little with that and areas to take the ball out and stuff like that. And I was worried about, but I liked it. I loved it last year. Yeah. But guess what? We're going to use all 5 of ours.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's we usually come to our 5 in every quarter. We don't save any. So, but I like it too.
Yeah.
I don't like the 1-1 now. It'd be hard to go back.
Yeah. Well, there was situations in the past where you would get in the bonus in the 3rd period, and then the 4th period just becomes a free throw shooting contest for 8 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to see that. But
right.
When the fouls reset back to 0 every quarter, it just kind of frees the game up a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of us coaches talk about going from like first to the second quarter, and you go into the second quarter and you say, I thought we had 4 fouls up there.
Yeah.
That was last quarter, coach. So you gotta kind of stay. That's why you got a coaching staff. They keep you in line.
It does change the strategy just
a little bit
but,
yes,
but that's okay. That's one of the better changes. I don't always like every change they make, but I did happen to like that one. So.
Yeah, I did too.
Now, looking at your schedule the rest of the way, like we said, 3 weeks left in the regular season after this week. Have you kind of worked all those missed games back into the schedule?
We're on it. We're on it right now. We have we had a date. We needed to feel that. We're going to have an exciting experience. We're going to play on February 19th, Callaway County at Murray State University on the big floor. So I just talked to their coach last night. He called me, make sure we're still in, because it's costing them a little bit of money to get that. Because Henderson girls are playing Callaway girls right before that.
Okay.
So we're going to go play them. That's a big, we're very excited about that. You know, we picked up UHA when we lost a game. Todd County dropped down on us. We picked up UHA. I'm not sure we got a date ironed out. We're close to that. The Trigg games are good. You know, Crittenden, and hopefully Crittenden is the only one we have to go after tomorrow. Hopefully we get to play tomorrow. I don't know what kind of weather we're supposed to get as far as warmth. I hope it gets above 32.
Now, did I see Christian Fellowship on the schedule? Is that?
Yes, we picked the, we picked those guys up. We're going over there. I didn't want to go over there, but they, you know, they promised a game at our place next year, and we're going to be pretty. We're going, you know, we only lose two seniors, Zai and Jack. So we should be pretty solid. I like our chances. Yeah, I like our chances this year, but these kids this year are getting a lot of experience. They're starting to learn what it's about.
Now, you get Cam back next year, too, so that'll be a big deal.
Yes, sir. Fingers crossed. We're just going to go in every game, you know.
Now, big question, though. What do the Kentucky Wildcats have to do? What's going on? They win five straight, and we get our hopes up, and then I don't know what that was Tuesday night down at Vanderbilt.
That was a total collapse. And, you know, I'm never blame a coach. You know, I don't know. I'm not in any of Coach Pope's practices. I don't know what's going on there. But defensively, they remind me of us. They didn't guard anybody off ball screens. They wasn't stepping out and hedging. They wasn't switching. They wasn't getting skinny and getting through them. Mm-hmm. There was no defense and no communication. The one little guard was just getting to the rim when he wanted to.
Yeah.
So I think the defense is a big part of that. And then I think I think, you know, with this NIL and the portal and, you know, basketball's football never going to be the same because they don't know what that means to wear that Kentucky across your chest, you know?
It's a different world.
It's a different world now.
Well, and, you know, you can say that Kentucky's had injuries and they kind of been snake bit in that area, but, you know, having guys out because of injuries doesn't mean the other guys can't put forth the effort.
Right, exactly.
So that's something you can always play hard. You might not win, but you don't have to go out and lose by 30 either.
Exactly. Walking down the court in transition because you're behind – you know, little things like that. You know, you're saying, where's this guy at?
Yeah.
He's still not in the picture yet. You know, he's walking back but that Kentucky means something. You know, back when Feldhaus and Farmer and Richie, all those guys were on there. Man, those guys were Kentucky. They had something to play for, and Rick did a good job with those guys, and they were definitely a great defensive team.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the high school teams can get back on the floor at some point. I know. Tonight's games have been postponed. Still up in the air on Friday. Hopefully we can get some games in. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I appreciate you coming in, and just good luck the rest of the season.
Well, you know, hopefully we're talking again before the regional tournament about us going, and I appreciate what you do for everybody, Todd. I tell you what, there's not a lot of folks that's dedicated to the young people of the community like you are, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And appreciate you coming in the cold this morning.
I love it. You know I love talking hoops.
That's Chuck Mitchell, Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach. We need to get to a break. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly cloudy skies and a heat wave, high near 34 this afternoon. Then tonight, scattered snow showers, cloudy skies, a low around 17, that chance of snow at 30%. Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 26, and then Friday night, a 20% chance of snow again, mostly cloudy skies, low of 7, wind chill values as low as -8. But back to this afternoon, 34 degrees, mostly cloudy in southwestern Kentucky.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Did you know every time you shop in our Big Deal Store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
Again, thanks to Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for coming in this morning and being on the sideline report with us. Again, no games tonight. The boys and girls doubleheader at Trigg County has been postponed. That will now be played Friday, February 13th. Caldwell County is scheduled to host Madisonville North Hopkins for a doubleheader out at the Cab Friday night, but those games still kind of up in the air. If we get to play those games, we'll have them for you here on WPKY, and we'll also let you know if anything happens as far as those dates getting changed or anything. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk some wrestling with Caldwell County Middle School wrestling coach Jason Asher. That's coming up next here on the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Western Kentucky, your voice matters. It's time to vote in the Best of Western Kentucky 2025 ballot. Celebrate your favorite local businesses by casting your vote in over 100 categories at bestofwesternkentucky.com. Voting ends February 8th.
You
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, a mostly cloudy sky, high near 34 this afternoon. Then tonight, scattered snow showers, cloudy skies, low of 17, winds out of the north-northeast about 10 miles an hour. That chance at 30%. And then Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 26. Friday night, another 20 to 30% chance of snow showers after midnight, mostly cloudy, low of 7, but it'll feel like negative 8. Saturday, partly sunny, but a high of just 19. But back to this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, 34 in southwestern Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We're going to talk wrestling now with Caldwell County Coach Jason Asher. And Jason, welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Griffin.
Absolutely. Tell everybody what you're coaching and what you got coming up.
Well, I'm the head coach of the middle school wrestling team. Been there for a little while. I'm also helping out with the girls team now. And the boys team when I get a chance. And this weekend, everything works out right, we'll do the regional tournament to Cab.
Now, what's the contingency plan if there's snow or more ice or anything like that?
So, depending on the weather, I've been in contact with the vice president of the middle school association that does with the middle school. The contingency plan is we may have to move the state tournament out like a week. But as of right now, all regions are kind of facing the same issue we are. The school has been really good working with me on having this tournament. So it just really depends on how much snow we get, if it melts. Safety is number one with all the athletes, parents, and everything. So, I understand.
Well, and being a regional tournament, there's some people that have a bit of a trip to get here for that. So, but for right now, everything's a go. And what time are you guys planning on starting on Saturday?
Well, if everything goes like it's supposed to, the weigh-ins are at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7:30. After the weigh-ins, we'll have a short team meeting for the coaches. And the wrestling starts at 10, and the plan is just to keep rolling through there and wrestling the matches. We're going to host the middle school region and youth regionals all in the same day. And there's about, counting our kids, there's about 324 athletes altogether.
Oh, well, and how many teams are coming to this?
They added two, so we've got about 16 teams now.
Okay.
They range from here all the way to Henderson, Union. The two new teams that came into effect is MC Wrestling. It's out of Hopkinsville. And an oldie, University Heights, they're kind of getting back into it. Those are the two that they added.
And you guys wrestle as the Tiger Wrestling Club?
Yes, sir, we're the Tiger Wrestling Club. This is the youngest team I've ever had going through the system. They're tough, and I think within a few years, you're going to hear a lot of these names being called out. But, yeah, it's a Tiger Wrestling Club.
And all of this is up at the Community Activities Building?
Yes, sir.
How many mats do you plan on using for both of these tournaments you got going on at the kind of the same time?
Well, the rule of thumb is have at least four. The game plan, we want six, but we can fit four in the cab. We're going to have three mats designated to the middle school. The one mat is just for the youth, and as soon as the youth is completed, we're going to open that mat to the middle school kids. That way we can keep wrestling all the way through the rest of the tournament.
And the top performers here get to go on to state.
Yes, sir. The top five in the region for middle school and youth get to participate in the state tournament, which is in Broadbent Arena over there in Louisville.
Okay. Now, how has the season gone so far for your middle school team?
Middle school teams went really good. I went into this season knowing that we were really young. I think I've only got maybe four eighth graders altogether. And one of our eighth graders that is a returning state champion, Ethan Klejay, he's been making some noise with the high school.
Yeah.
He pinned a number three kid back about a month ago, and that was kind of big for him. I've got a young man that just moved here from Crittenden County. He's been a real big plus for us. His name is Luke. I give all my kids nicknames so just so I can remember who they are. We call him Cool Hand Luke.
Okay.
But like I said, this is kind of one of the youngest teams I've had. A lot of fourth and fifth graders on this team, but they're competing at a middle school level. In, I would say, the dual record-wise, I think we're 16-7, and that's not bad considering that I'm still missing four weight classes.
Okay. Now, how does that work exactly as far as who is eligible for middle school? And like you said, there are some middle schoolers that get to wrestle some varsity too.
Yes, sir. If you're in seventh grade, you can qualify to wrestle for the varsity squad if you're a little more advanced. or if it's safe. Coach Nichols, we work all together. For the middle school, you got to be at least in fourth grade. From fourth grade to eighth grade, that's the middle school range. Now, sometimes if you have like a fourth, fifth, or sixth grader that's 12 and under, they qualify for the youth if okay. they want to do it. And what I'll normally do is kind of see how they do during the year. If a good spot for this kid is at, say, 106, and maybe he can make the middle school state. But while he or she can wrestle youth, I usually advise it.
Okay. Now, on the high school level, we now have boys' teams and girls' teams. How are they? Are they separate in middle school and youth, or is it just one age group?
Well, we got same thing. Seventh grade qualifies you to wrestle for the girls' team. There's about three young ladies that's wrestling for the high school team that I coached last year, and they're having pretty good success. It is separate. Like, the boys will wrestle boys for the high school, girls will wrestle girls for the high school, which I think is a good idea.
Now, do you guys practice any with the varsity team?
We don't. Like, it's different times. Like, the girls will be practicing at one time, the boys will be at the middle school, and of course the middle school will be with me right after the boys team, and then the youth will practice over there with the girls, but it's in a separate room.
Well, the youth program and the middle school program are important, because if you look at the varsity, and you've got like Union County that's won what now 15 or 16 straight regional championships, it all starts with their youth program.
Oh, it does. And you know, it's kind of like junior pro football. We're kind of like a feeder program for the girls and boys. And we try to get as many young ones as we can. Like right now, this year, I think Coach LaFour, Brody, he's got, I think, 35, 37 kids that just wrestle youth. And whenever they get a little older, they come in the room with me, and they start getting more advanced, kind of learning some stuff. That's when they either go to the girls or the guys.
Now, what would you say to somebody that kind of wants to get involved with youth or middle school wrestling?
Well, we run a summer program, and if you want to just give it a try, have your kids come out. You could wrestle as early as 5, I think.
Okay.
They could come out, try out for the team. They don't have to go to the tournaments. If they just want to come in and learn some moves and get a good base for what the sport offers, I would highly recommend it. And then next year around September, we do early sign-ups, like around Black Patch time. And a lot of times I'll have a booth, and I encourage the parents to at least give them a try.
Okay.
And we got a really good coaching staff. So
now, do you have any that you expect will get to a state in the middle school and youth wrestling tournaments?
I think as far as middle school, we have, like I said, I've got a returning middle school state champion, Ethan Kleje. As of right now, he should be one of the top-tier kids there. I've got probably at least three middle school kids that has really shown out this year. Lawson Alfred, Riker Lewis, Luke Guess, Braden Rollins. I apologize. I just call him Rollins. It's easy to remember.
Okay.
And then you got Zegan Harris. He's kind of like a natural. You got Jade McIntosh. You got several kids. And if I don't mention you, it's not I don't remember. It's just I'm on the spot right now.
Well, and Ethan's probably going to qualify for state with the varsity.
Oh, I think Ethan will.
Yeah.
Hands down. He's one of the top kids in the region. I think he's second in the region as of right now, right underneath Jackson Taylor over in Union County. But we've got some kids in that. In the varsity squad, had went through our middle school program that I coached, and some other coaches have took the time out with them and everything. So it's really special. Kind of seeing your kids grow up.
Yeah. Now, how many tournaments have you guys participated in so far this season?
I would say middle school wise, we probably had anywhere from 12 to 15. That's also counting the dual meets. I try to get as much mat time as I can. Within reason. Sometimes we will have a dual meet with, like, the high school will invite us. Like, we went to Henderson County. That was really neat because you had the high school boys, high school girls, and you had the middle school that night and all three different mats. It was kind of fun.
Well, you mentioned that you helped some with the girls' team. What's that like, and any differences between trying to coach girls and coach boys as far as wrestling goes?
Well, it is different. The kids, they're all positive attitudes, and they really like the music in the room. I usually let the team captains, they choose the music what they want. Coach Goodwin who's kind of helped me out, kind of figuring out the system. There's several ladies on this team that has got so much promise that I know that they're probably going to be. I've got one on the team that she really wants to wrestle collegiately one day. They also have a tendency to forget their losses a little more than us guys do. Yeah. We kind of dwell on it. It's like, well, I'll get them next time. So it's just positive, and I really enjoy it.
Well, and there are a lot of college scholarship opportunities for female wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. That's whenever the female division opened in Kentucky, kind of like full-blown right now. It's one of the largest growing sports in Kentucky, probably worldwide, I would say. There's several colleges out there, University of Cumberland's. You got Camelsville, you got Midway, Logan Brown.
Yeah.
One of our guys, the coach over there, he's really involved with, like, recruiting and everything, and they got a really good staff. So
now, it's been actually a pretty good year for both the boys and the girls at Caldwell County High School.
They have. Like, the boys has done really good. They took second at South Warren. The girls, I was fortunate I was there when they took third over at Henderson, at that Henderson duel. Go a little further back, they did really well. The boys team at West Creek, and we're young still for the boys team. We only got like four seniors, I think, and we're really going to miss them. Those kids are really good kids. So
now, as far as the region for the varsity team, it's a tough region, but at the same time, there's some positives in that because if you can get to state, you might have finished third in the region, but you've got a good chance of finishing top two or three at state once you get there.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, we got the toughest region in the state. You got Paducah, Union, us, Christian. Those are the ones I can think of right out of the gate. Owensboro, when they're in there. The girls the same way. A little something different about girls. They've got about 18 to 19 teams where the boys have got like 16, I think, 17. Yeah. So.
The girls' region's actually the first two regions for the guys, right? So it's a little bit bigger territory because not as many schools yet have girls' programs.
Right. You might have, for instance, Greenwood over in Bowling Green. They were at Henderson, and I saw on the roster they have like three or four where you have like other places like Central Hardin. They had a full lineup.
Yeah.
So
we're talking wrestling this morning with Jason Asher. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
You're listening to the voice of Caldwell County, 1580-103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.
We are back on the sideline report here at 1580-103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County Wrestling Coach Jason Asher with us this morning. And Jason, again, just remind everybody what's coming up Saturday at the CAB.
Well, weather permitting, up here at the CAB, we're going to have the Region 1 middle school tournament. And if you ain't got anything going on that day, please come on down, check out what we've got going on. It's the first time we've hosted it in like 8 years, or give or take. We've got a lot of really good kids on this team, both youth, middle school, whatever we have. They're really good kids, and I'm ready.
Yeah, what time are you guys starting again?
Door opens at 7:30, 8 o'clock. The wrestling should start at 10.
You know, we're kind of getting close to the end of the season for everybody. I know girls regional will be at Union County for the varsity this year. Boys is at Henderson County. So we're kind of getting to that time. And, you know, if you're a wrestler, I mean, that's kind of your time of the year.
Yeah, this is January where you have March Madness. Well, January, this is where it's time to shine. You put all those wins and losses behind you. It really depends on where you finish in the region. So,
now, as far as the varsity goes, the girls will be going to Bowling Green, I believe, this weekend.
That is the plan, yes.
Yeah, if everything allows, the weather and all this, you know, road conditions and all those things, and the guys are going to Bargetown, I think.
Yeah.
So, good luck to them. And like I said, the season's winding down, and we'll be at the regional tournament coming up not very long. And, you know, like we said earlier, if somebody wants to get involved with your wrestling program, do they just need to get a hold of you?
Yeah, definitely reach out to me on Facebook. We have a Tiger Wrestling Club page that we post several pictures and just information. Yeah, if you ever want to come out and try out the team, or if you have somebody that's I've picked up a lot of kids just walking in the room. Hey, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it just seems like wrestling is one of those sports that's the numbers in the sport just keep rising. And especially for the girls, I'm not sure I realized there was that many girls that wanted to take part in wrestling. But once the girls kind of had their own division, that exploded too.
It sure did. And with the middle school, if there's girl tournaments for like the middle school divisions, I encourage them to kind of put them in that that specific tournament for them.
Yeah.
Just nothing else. It's just kind of preparing them for the high school division. You know.
Well, good luck to you guys with the tournament this weekend. And before you get out of here, I want to ask you, who's going to get the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be honest. I've been so busy with my teaching, and I got so much going on and everything. I'm not real sure.
Seattle looks pretty good. I'm not a fan of either one, Seattle or New England, but you know, just from watching the teams, I really feel like Seattle is probably a pretty heavy favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah, I think so.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, like I said, I teach at WKEC Adult Education. Now it's in Princeton over at Violet Loop. I help people get their GEDs, Paris certifications. We'd offered all kinds of services, and if anybody's out there that would like that type of service, definitely reach out to me, and we'll see what we can do. It's a really good cause, and I really enjoy what I do, and just give me a call.
All right. Appreciate you again coming in today, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. Thank you, Todd.
Again, that's Jason Asher, Caldwell County Middle School wrestling coach, joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning on WPKY. Also, thanks to Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for being on the show this morning. Again, if you missed it, no games tonight for the Caldwell County High School basketball teams. The girls and boys doubleheader at Trigg County tonight has been postponed. Those games have been moved to February the 13th. Next up on the schedule is a home doubleheader against Madisonville North Hopkins on Friday, but with the cold weather and road conditions still not fantastic in the area, that's kind of up in the air. So if they play Friday night, we'll have that for you here on WPKY. And if not, we'll let you know about that too and know about any other changes to the Caldwell County sports schedule. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.